We're citizens of America, and we need to pray for our nation. Even though we may, as Doug said, be in disagreement in different issues, we can all have our opinions and still walk in love and grace one to another. Amen? Amen. So now on to the message. Today's message is entitled, Yeshua, our High Priest, Prayer for Us. There are times when we have to look to whom? For our counsel and our guidance in all things. It is Yeshua that we're to focus on. And through this portion of Scripture here, this is the longest prayer recorded that Yeshua ever prayed. And for us to understand the heart of Yeshua and to understand the heart of the Father, we need to meditate on the one, because many of us have heard of this other prayer called the disciple or the Talmudim's prayer, right? Our Father who dwells in heaven, and it continues. But here's another prayer that very, very rarely anyone will even look at. And this is the Lord's Prayer, His high priestly prayer for us. And it's at this time that He gave this prayer. This is the circumstances. He had just completed Pesach, celebrating Passover with His 12 disciples, His Talmudim. And there's a betrayer in the midst. And the betrayer is sent out to do what God has ordained the betrayer to do. Because if the betrayer would not fulfill his calling, then Yeshua would not be able to offer His body as a sacrifice for our sins. And so after that high moment of celebration, for who established Passover? It was Yeshua. He declared and He gave us a symbol for our people through the ages to see this. The Lamb that would take away the sins of the world. But now it was coming the time and the point that now He was preparing Himself. And so He invited the 11 to go with Him up onto that mount, so that He could spend time with them, but also they could spend time with the Father. And that's what the body of Messiah needs to do from time to time. Come together and come before the Father and hear His voice. So now let's hear what our high priestly leader, Yeshua, has prayed for us. And not just for back then, for those 11, but this prayer is for every person yet to be born and has been born up to this moment and beyond. This is an eternal prayer. Although He spoke it once, it is recorded for us that we as a body of Messiah will be able to walk in unity with the Father, with the Son, and one another. Now let us hear His prayer. After Yeshua had said these things, He looked up toward heaven and said, Father, the time has come. Glorify Your Son, so that the Son may glorify You. Just as You gave Him authority over all mankind, so that He might give eternal life to all those whom You have given Him. And eternal life is this, to know You. Hear that word, to know the Father. That's what it's all about, knowing Him. Knowing and practicing His presence. When we're together corporately and when we're separate from one another, to practice the presence of the Father, that we may know Him. The one true God and Him who You sent, Yeshua the Messiah, I glorified You on the earth by finishing the work that You gave me to do. Now, Father, glorify me alongside Yourself. Give me the same glory I had with You before the world existed. Focus on that word. Before the world existed. Many claim this, that Yeshua is just a figment of some religious fanatic's imagination. But what is Yeshua's own words here? Before the world existed, he walked in his Father's glory. What does the Lord desire for all his Talmudim, all his disciples to do? To walk not in their own glory, but walk in the Father's glory. That when people see the glory of God being exuded in our lives, they see that. And they say, that's not of that person. For I see the glory of the Father being revealed. And that's what Yeshua had done. And is doing in us, because Yeshua lives in each and every one of us. And there are times when we find aught with one another, the brothers and sisters Messiah, and we need to pray and ask the Lord, let me see your glory revealed in my brother and sister. And fill my heart with love and compassion. Let's continue. Give me the same glory I had with you before the world existed. I've made your name known to the people you gave me out of the world. They were yours and you gave them to me. They have kept your word. Are we keeping his word? Are we keeping our word? Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. Because the words you gave me, I have given to them, that they have received them, and they have really come to know that I came from you. And they have come to trust that you have sent me. Know this, my brothers and sisters. We are sent into the world to represent God the Father and God the Son. We are his ambassadors. The only way that the world's going to see God's salvation is when we allow Yeshua, salvation, being lived out in our lives. Let's continue. I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the world. And I add this to this prayer, or the world system. See, our government system is changing. It's not the same government that we grew up with. And that's part of the sign of the times, the end times. And like I said before, this is an eternal prayer. A one that we should focus on when we're going through times of difficulties. Because the Lord gives us instruction. This is from his own lips. This isn't some doctrine contrived by man. This is the word of the Messiah. I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world. But for those who you have given to me. Because they are yours. We are the Father's children. I don't care what tribe you come from, what nation you come from. If you have accepted the Son by the revelation of who God the Father is through the Son, you are God's children. We are all equal in God's eyes, our Father. He doesn't cherish one more than the other. The Father's love is equal to all. Indeed, all I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And in them, I have been glorified. As I was preparing this message, I said, Lord, in everything I do, are you being glorified? Ouch. In everything I do, I say, every action, are you being glorified? Now I am no longer in the world system, Yeshua declares. They're in the world. We're in the world, we're in the world system. Wouldn't it have been wonderful at the moment when we received Yeshua as our Savior that we would be ushered in the presence of the Father immediately? But the Lord said, no, I leave you in the world that they may see me in you and know me in and through you. Let's continue. But I'm coming to you, Yeshua declares to the Father, Holy Father, guard them by the power of your name. By the power of the Father's name. How many times have you heard about the blood of Messiah? I plead the blood, and that's proper. Claim all certain things in Yeshua's name. But Yeshua here is revealing that we should call out the name of the Father. And I've known many men and women have said this to me. When they came to know Yeshua, There wasn't someone standing beside them that gave them instruction and say, well, you got to pray this certain words, and if you don't pray these certain words, then that you do not gain Yeshua's salvation. You have to have this pattern. I've known men and women that have just cried out and said, Father or God, save me. And that was their salvation prayer. So here he's saying that it's the power of the name of the Father that saves us and protects us from the from everything, the deception of the enemy and the world. Let's continue. Holy Father, guard them by the power of your name, which you have given to me, so that they may be one. May be one. Hearing one voice, following one shepherd, and doing his will. Have you ever been in your life where the Lord has said, this is my will, and you disagree? And you've said to the Lord, well, that's your opinion. If you're being honest and truthful, you would raise your hand at this point. I do. There's been times when I've gone by my own opinion and not sought the mind of the Lord in matters. Can't you raise your hand to the Lord? I'm not seeing for people to raise a hand. It doesn't matter. But you're raising your hands to whom? Who are we praising? Yeshua. What's this congregation about? Yeshua. He's establishing his kingdom in our hearts and minds. And so he says, you must be one. As Brother Doug shared, we can disagree on matters, but we must be one. And let him sort out that direction. Let him sort out his will in us, but we must live it out. Let's continue. When I was with them, I guard them by the power of your name, which you had given to me. Yes, I kept watch over them. Who's watching over this congregation? Yeshua. Who desires for this congregation to walk in step with him? Yeshua. Are we hearing his voice? Or are we hearing the voice of our own opinion in matters? I praise God that I'm now serving in a congregation here that desires to hear the mind of the Lord. And I say this very, very clearly to you, being honest and transparent. And many people say, you go over the edge too many times of being honest and transparent. There have been times when I've been in board meetings where I voiced an opinion, particularly to a certain matter, and the board has said, no, consider this. And after I listened to them, and after I prayed about it, and after we discussed opinion upon opinion upon opinion, the board has been able to hear the mind of the Lord. And there have been times when I thought I heard the direct word from the Lord. But I have brothers and sisters that hold me accountable. That's the body of Messiah. Amen? There's only one Yeshua, and I'm not him. The board's not him. Not any leader in this congregation, not any attender or member is Yeshua. And that's why we have to hear the mind of the Lord in all these things. And as we get the mind of the Lord on all these things, there's frictions, there's sparks, there's iron as sharp as iron. We quote the scripture, but you know what? Going and living through it, it's painful. It's painful. And that's what we're doing. We're becoming one. And Lord, what the Lord has done is he's assembled people from different religious and non-religious backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds here. And he says, I'm going to make you all one. Let's continue. When I was with them, I guarded them by the power of your name, which you had given to me. Yes, I kept watch over them. Not one of them was destroyed. Hear that? As we walk underneath his protection, we will not be destroyed. What does the word destruction mean here? That means to be cast into hell, to be eternally separated from the Father. And there's a scripture that the Lord just brought back to my mind when it says, and it is a parable, and there have been many people that have argued and said, well, that's just a parable. It's just a story. But when we stand before the Lord in glory, it will be Yeshua who will stand before us, our eternal high priest, our advocate to the Father, and he will say, whether Frank is a sheep or a goat. And I'll hear these words to him, from him. Depart from me, for I never knew you. Or come, my beloved one. Enter now into the rest and the fellowship with the Father. Who's going to decide that matter? Yeshua. And that's why in everything I do, I'm being honest with you, I try to seek the mind of the Lord. And so should all we. And listen to our brothers and sisters when they come alongside of us and say, consider this. Let's continue. I kept watch over them, and not one of them was destroyed, except for the one meant for destruction, so as the Tanakh might be fulfilled. Who was that one person? Judas, the betrayer. The Lord knew his heart. The very first time I read about Esau and Jacob, I thought, wow, God, why did you pick Jacob? What was his godly character? He was a supplanter. But the Lord decided. And the Lord knew the hearts. God knows about the decisions I'm going to make, that I've ever made, and the ones I'm about to make for the future. He knows whether or not there'll be a time when Frank becomes apostate and walks away from the Lord. Boy, you're being transparent. I need to be. Because I'm warning us. I'm not pointing my fingers at anyone. Paul declared, lest I be a castaway. We are to know the Father and know the Son. And that's up to us. We can't blame anybody. We can't say, well, this preacher, this teacher, this person did this or that. Lay that aside. We're ultimately responsible for every word that we speak, every action that we do. Because every word that I've spoken in my lifetime, every action I've done, I'm going to be judged by Yeshua, my eternal high priest. What were your motives, Frank? That will all be revealed. So now, as we participate in communion here, there are some people who say, you wait too long in the pause point. I'm sorry, there's sometimes I got to clear my mind and hear the mind of the Lord. Allow the Ruach HaKodesh to speak to me and say, Frank, what about this? What about that? What about this? And I need to repent. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit is the one that leads and guides. He's the one to be able to rule between joint and marrow. He's the one preparing me to enter into the marriage supper of the Lamb. We are all the bride of Messiah. And I've noticed this as being a minister and preparing people as we're entering into the covenant of marriage. A lot of the bridesmaids, you know what their focus is on? The one bride. And they're there to assist and adjust their garment and do all these things. But I say this to you, we're all the bride of Messiah. And there needs to be adjustment along the way. None of us are perfect, but Yeshua is perfect. Let's continue on this prayer. But now I'm coming to you, and I say these things while I'm still in the world, underneath the world system and authority. He was. Although he was God in human flesh, he had the power and authority when they came to arrest him. He declared, I am, and they all fell before him as dead men. He could call down multiple legions of angels to rescue him from this plight, but this is why he came, to die. Let's continue. while I'm still in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. He had to leave. How will we know that we have the joy of the Lord in us made complete? Is when we're walking in unity and oneness, hearing the Father's voice, hearing our shepherd's voice, and walking in unity. That's an ongoing process. It's not done in one day. It takes years to accomplish. And that's why the Lord is causing this whole congregation to go through the refining fires. Everyone's going through it. Not just certain individuals. We're all being refined. That the Messiah may see his reflection in our lives. And if he's not seeing his reflection, okay, Frank, back in the furnace you go. Amen? I can pick on myself all the time because I need to. I have given to them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world or its system. You and I don't belong to this world system. And that's why we don't fit, and that's why they hate us. Because they see the glory of the Father and the Son being revealed in our lives as we walk in oneness and unity. Just as I myself do not belong to the world, I don't ask you to take them out of the world. Hey, wait a minute, Lord. Can't we vote on that? Huh? Wouldn't it have been wonderful? You know, the Lord reveals your sins. The Holy Spirit brings about right conviction, not condemnation, but conviction. And you receive the Lord, and instantaneously, a flaming chariot comes out of heaven like Elijah. And you get aboard, and you go immediately in the presence of the Father. You may think, wow, that's way out there. Well, that's where my mind is sometimes. And as I read Scripture, the Lord just reveals certain things to me. And saying, if you truly want to mature, if you truly want to be like I am, you must know that in my sufferings. And for you to enter into my sufferings, you must be willing to die and lay aside everything, all your desires, all your passions, all your hopes and dreams, and allow me to establish and live my life in and through you. Otherwise, you are not mine, and I'm not yours. Let's continue. Just as I myself do not belong to the world, don't ask you to take them out of the world, but to protect them from the evil one. So as God's refining fires have been being produced in this congregation, who has come? The evil one. You know where the evil one hangs out? In the assembly of all believers. He's not worried about those outside the community of believers, the holy remnant of God. He's already got them. But what he's about now is he's trying to bring deception and lies and mistrust and disunity. That's what the deceiver has been doing. So that is our enemy, not one another. Amen? Praise God. They do not belong to the world. That's us or its system. Just as I do not belong to the world, set them apart for holiness by means of truth. Your word is truth. We are to be set apart. We have been selected and chosen to be set apart by the Lord. That we may what? Walk in holiness. And he's going to bring that about in us. There have been times I thought, well, here's a thing and here's another thing. If I just do this, force myself to do this, I then can walk in holiness. That's holiness of my own making. And my righteousness, the Lord declares, is but filthy rags. So I stand before you in filthy rags. If I think I'm standing in anything, it's only the blood of the Lamb. And walking in unity and hearing the Father's voice and hearing the Son's voice, that I can walk in unity of the Spirit with my brothers and sisters in Messiah. Let's continue. Just as you sent me into the world and its system, I have sent them into the world and the system. On their behalf, I'm setting myself apart for holiness, so that they too may be set apart for holiness by means of truth. I pray not only for these, and those are the 11, including the women that were supporting the ministry. I've heard many preachers say many times, well, it's the 11, they're all guys. Well, what about all the women? What about all his Talmudim that were not in the inner circles right next to him? He had a select group that he brought next to him so that he could prepare and train them so that when he went away, they would be raised up, walking in the power of God to instruct others in holy living. As they lay down their lives and were willing to sacrifice all, that the kingdom of God be established and worked out within the 11, and as the people saw that the unity in the 11, that they're walking in one accord, then everyone else saw that example and they walked in step. And the 11 were those that would bring about correction. They were called the apostles. And I say this to you, the Lord in the body of Messiah has apostles today. And their task is what? To instruct and lead by example. Let's continue. I pray not only for these, but also for those who trust in me because of their word. It's not their word of their own selves. It is the word of God that they've worked out in fear and trembling. They knew Yeshua in all these matters. And it was the word of God, Yeshua, being manifested in their lives that others saw and said, you know what? I want that. I want that relationship. I want the relationship with the Father. I want the relationship with the Son. And I'm willing to sacrifice everything that I may obtain it. So I'm going to watch your life so that I may be instructed on the ways of God. That they may be all one, just as you, Father, are united with me and I with you. I pray that they may be united with us. That's his hope, his desire. But you know what? We have a free will. We can say at any time, Lord, I don't appreciate your opinion. I don't do what you desire for me to do. And I'm going to do everything my way. What does that bring? Division. And not allowing us to walk in oneness of the Spirit. Let's continue. So that the world may believe. So they will see us walking in unity with one another. And know that God is in their midst. Just as Alan, he shared that Torah reading. What did they see? That sorcerer. He saw the people, the Most High God. And in the midst of them, at the very center, was the manifestation of the glory of God. And everyone had their place. There were captains, there were leaders. There was not just Moshe and Aaron, but all these people. And they were preparing the next generation to pick up the baton and lead. That the body of Messiah, which was and is the 12 tribes of Israel, which others of us have been grafted in, could continue to this day. Let's continue. So that the world may believe that you sent me. The glory which you have given to me, I have given to them, so that they may be one, just as we are one. I united with them and you with me, so that they may be completely one. The world thus will realize that you sent me. We are the proof that God exists as we walk in unity and in oneness. Let's continue. And that you have loved them just as you have loved me. Notice that. The Father turned to His only begotten Son and said, now go and die on the behalf of all these myriads of people. Because I love them equally as I love you. Wait a second. How can you say that? Well, that's what it says right here. You have loved them just as you have loved me. That's how precious you are in the eyes of the Father. Equal love. Let's continue. Father, I want those you have given to me to be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory. His glory, Yeshua's glory. The glory is being revealed of the Father through Yeshua by Him walking in step, walking in unity, with the Father, being now established in our hearts and mind, that we may see the glory of God being revealed in each and every one of us, and there declare that the Father dwells in that person. And we rejoice. And then what happens is the joy of the Lord becomes our strength, because He sees us walking into the unity, which you have given to me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father. How many of us, our earthly father has been a righteous father? I can't raise my hand. But I tell you this, we have a Father in heaven who is righteous and holy. And we can rejoice over that. And so you, my brothers and sisters, although we may not be from the same mom, we all have the same daddy who's our eternal Father. Let's continue. Righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you. And these people you have known that you sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will continue to make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may also be in them, and I myself may be united in them. This is Yeshua's prayer. Now I ask you, my brothers and sisters, this question. Are we now the answer to Yeshua's prayer? And that's not a one-time event. As the body of Messiah here is coming together, having different opinions, that we come together and walk as one. Then as we walk as one in unity with the Father, therefore, then we become the answer of Yeshua's prayers. You and I decide by our own free will whether or not we're going to walk and be the answer to Yeshua's prayers. So my brothers and sisters, that's the charge for us. Allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart. Anything that you've done, said, at any time, and in the future, bring it before the Holy Spirit. And seek the mind of the Lord in all these matters. To His name be all praise and glory and honor. This kingdom is being built and established to the glory of God the Father and Yeshua. And He's the one that takes us and puts us in the furnace to be refined. Not us. That's a private time with the Lord. He's molding, He's shaping us. He's polishing us once we cool down. I know He can handle that heat. But He's polishing us, and He's looking at, no, Frank, you're not done. And later He brings me out, polishes me. No, you're not done yet. That's an ongoing thing. And I'm being honest and transparent in front of everyone. That's what the Lord wants with us, honesty and transparency. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. Patrick?